This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Grief is a strong emotion associated with any significant loss. Usually we think of loss in terms of death, but there are other kinds of losses that make people grieve and find ways to cope with the loss. On this week's Life Transitions, Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Amy Givler, a family physician, about the grieving process and coping with it on days that are a reminder of the loss.
Hi, Amy. Good to have you here. You have been practicing medicine for the last 40 plus years, and you have worked a whole lot with people who are grieving. So what are some of your experiences of working with people who have experienced various kinds of losses in their life?
And I'm glad you said the word loss, because grief is a response to loss. It's how we process it, and it takes time. It's not something that happens quickly. Grief is a process by which we adjust to something we've lost. So when you think about it, we always think of grief as death, you know, somebody died. But if you think of miscarriage, losing a baby, losing a pet even, or if you've lost your health or a friendship or something precious to you, those are also things that are losses. It won't be as substantial as grieving somebody who has died, but it is a grief.
What are some of the behaviors and characteristics you have noticed when you work with people who are grieving?
I see that from my perspective, to be able to warn them that this is not something that they're going to get over quickly. It is a tumult of emotions, and to give themselves some grace, because this is hard. And especially when there's milestones such as a holiday, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas we think of, but there's others, their birthday, our birthday, times when that would have been really special time to be with that loved one, and they're not there anymore. So I try to advise people to be very aware that that might be difficult. And then after that first year of pain and going through the grieving process, now there's going to be an anniversary of their death that could very well be difficult, and they need to think about it so that they're not blindsided and not aware that why they're so sad. You know, they thought they were getting better, and now here they are so sad again. And so I see grief as a process. It's a process that is emotional. We have to work through our emotions. So some things are just sad, and pretending they're not does not move us forward. And we will get through it. You know, there is an end to grief in the sense that we have adjusted to the reality that this person has died, or that we've lost the thing that we talked about earlier. And so we have to integrate this new reality into our lives. We have to come to a point as a grieving person to adjust to this new reality.
That was very insightful. Thank you, Amy. My guest for today was Dr. Amy Givler, who is a family physician. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.